Okay, today is April 13th, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first of Iyar. And we are beginning Perek Bet of Malachim, which is the final Perek we will do in Malachim, as we conclude the life of David HaMelech. What's so interesting about these first two chapters of Malachim, I think, is how much it is either an epilogue to Sefer Shmuel or a prologue, to Sefer Malachim. And it's interesting to think that traditionally they have different authors, but how seamlessly they seem to continue with each other. And we'll just see more of that here. But we have to keep in mind that the agenda in Malachim is not necessarily to talk about David HaMelech, but rather to jumpstart the kingship of Shlomo HaMelech, which when we see, we're not going to get to it today, but when we see next week what Sefer Malachim considers to be the last words of David HaMelech, which is about seeking revenge on all these people, is really not the David HaMelech that we know. So maybe we'll explore, according to the Book of Chronicles, what his last words might have been according to then as well. So just again, it stresses that this is the prologue to the kingship of Shlomo HaMelech, as opposed to trying to focus on David. It's all for the sake of Shlomo. Okay, so I included this little section up to the red circle, but we're not going to read all these psukim. We're just going to read a few of them to see the beginning. So, Vikrevu Yemei David Lamut. So, David's days grew near to die. Does anybody notice right away some descriptive word that's missing from those words that you might expect to see in this pasuk? So it's just David. It's not HaMelech David or David HaMelech, right? So it's almost as if we're stripping him already of his title, because we read in the last chapter that he had already anointed Shlomo to become king during his lifetime. So you can see that in the language here. So his days drew near to die. Vayitzav et Shlomo beno lemor. And you can see the translation here is he charged Shlomo his son, saying, we're gonna have to figure out what exactly this last will and testament means and what it is. Pasuk bet, Anochi holech bederech kol haaretz. I am going in the way of all the earth. Vechazakta vehayita leish. And you should be strong and you should be a man. We're going to explore a lot of those words. B'shamarta et mishmarat Hashem, and you should keep the charge of Hashem Elokecha, your God, lalechet b'darkav, to walk in his ways, lishmor chukotav, to guard his laws that we don't understand, mitzvotav, his statutes, the commandments, umishpatav, and those laws that we do understand is usually how it's translated. They translate it here as statutes, commandments, and judgments. Marguerite! So wonderful to have you, Margaret. We just started. We're reading through the Pesukim.
So all right, thank you.
You can see them. You can just read the English to yourself here. We're in the middle of Gimel. The Edotav and his testimonies. Kakatuv v'Torat Moshe, as they're written in the Torah of Moshe, lema'an taskil, so that here it says that you will prosper. It's interesting, because taskil seichel has to do with the mind, so again, it's not clear what that means. Et kol asher ta'aseh, everything that you will do, so we could say that you'll be enlightened about everything that you do. We could almost say, to put it in modern parlance, we could say you could be mindful about everything that you will do. Ve'ad kol asher tifneh sham, and wherever you turn there. Okay, so I think we'll read just one more pasuk, because then we get into the revenge-seeking stuff. Leman yakim Hashem et dvaro, so that Hashem will establish his word, asher diber elai, that he spoke to me, lemor, saying, im yishmeru v'necha et darkam, if your children will keep their ways, Lalechet lefanai, to walk before me, be'emet, in truth, b'chol levavam, with all their heart, b'chol nafsham, and all their soul, le'mor, saying, lo yikaret lecha ish me'al kisei Yisrael. So they shall not fail you, a man on the throne of Israel. Okay, so we're going to go over those more specifically next week, but so here we're going to do a more general. So we're going to begin with a pasuk from Kohelet that's going to be quoted in this midrash, and I did not put the pasuk on the original source sheet, so and this is the only thing that I really added. The other thing I added were just two translations of Psukim in the book of Job that are referenced in a midrash. So if you want the latest source sheet, you can get that, which I've actually been posting my source sheets on YU Torah, so it'll also be there when I post it on YU Torah. So the pasuk is from Kohelet, and it says, "Ein adam shalit baruach lichlo et haruach." No man controls the will of God's messengers to retain the spirit, and the pink is what we're going to focus. Ve'ein shilton b'yom hamavet, and there is no ruling, or you could say there's no power, on the day of death. Ve'ein mishlachat v'milchama, there's no discharge in war. Ve'lo yimaleit rasha et balav, nor will wickedness save the ones who practice it. Okay, so this midrash. It's expounding on this pasuk in Kohelet, on those words, mahu, what does it mean? Ve'ein shilton, that there's no power on the day of death, in brackets. Ein malach ha-mavet omer, the angel of death does not say, ho'il v'zeh melech, since we're dealing with a king here, nivater lo od yom, I'll give him another day, yom echad o shnei yamim, or 2 days. So the angel of death, just because he's a king, he has no power over the angel of death. He can't be given 1 or 2 more days from when it's been decreed that he should die. Ein lefanav be'oto hayom maso panim. There's on that very day that he's decreed to die, there is no lifting up his face or forgiveness or whatever that mean. Teidalecha shekol yamav shel David nikra melech. And you should know that all of the days of David, he was called the king. Shenetmar, as it says in the last chapter that we read in Sefer Malachim, the first chapter of Malachim, Behamelch David Zaken, and the King David was old. So if you remember, that chapter started very similarly to this chapter. There he was old and sick, and we met Avishag, who warmed him. And here we're also told that he's old and about to die, but we don't refer to him as king. Kevan shehigia lemitato, since he arrived at his death, ein kativ bo malchut, it's not written any kingship upon him. Menayin, from where do we learn this? Shenamar veikravu yemei David lamot, as it says, and David's days were close to coming to die. Okay, so we see that even a king has no power over when his death will be, and we see that from David here not being called Melech, king. Okay, another midrash that's going to take us in a somewhat different direction, and this is based on a, but very similar. So based on a pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech himself wrote, Hodi'ani Hashem Kitsi. So God, let me know my end. Umidat Yamai, in the measure of my days. Mahi, what is it? Eda ma chadal ani. I would know when I would cease. Wouldn't that be nice if we all knew that? So that's what David wants to know. And we have this Gemara that expands on each of these different phrases. The end, the measure of the days, what it is, and when I will cease. So I'll read the Gemara in English. And that which Solomon said, for a living dog is better than a dead lion, so that's also from Kohelet, is in accordance with that which Rabbi Huda said that Rav said. As Rabbi Huda said that Rav said, what is the meaning of the verse which David said, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, let me know how short-lived I am. It means that David said before the Holy One, blessed be he, Master of the universe, Lord, make me to know my end. In how long will I die? God said to him, it is decreed before me that I do not reveal the end of the life of flesh and blood. So you can never know when you're going to die. He asked further, and the measure of my days. On what day of the year will I die? So what's going to be the date? So don't tell me which year, but tell me the date. So tell me it's going to be January 14th, and I just won't know the year. So every day, every year that January 14th passes, I'll know that I have another year to go. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, so God says, "It is decreed before me not to reveal the measure of a person's days." Again, he requested, "Let me know how short-lived I am. On what day of the week will I die?" He said to him, "You will die on Shabbat." So now he gets this piece of information. For whatever reason, Hashem decided to reveal to David HaMelech that he would die on a Shabbos. David requested of God, "Let me die on the first day of the week," meaning give him another day so that the honor of Shabbat will not be tarnished by the pain of death. He said to him, "On that day, the time of the kingdom of your son Solomon has already arrived, and one kingdom does not overlap with another and subtract from the time allotted to another even a hairbreadth. You're destined to die on Shabbos. Shlomo is going to even more so take over the kingship than he has now on Sunday, and there's nothing you can do about it." He said to him, "I will see you today of my life and die on Erev Shabbos, on Friday." God said to him, "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. A single day in which you sit engaged in Torah is preferable to me than 1,000 burnt offerings that your son Solomon will offer before me on the altar." Meaning, I want you to see Shabbos because you will sit and learn Torah on Shabbos. And he says, interestingly enough, that this Torah learning of David on Shabbos is greater than 1,000 burnt offerings of Shlomo in the temple, which is a nice lesson that you can take on a deeper level about sincerity and showmanship. Not that Shlomo was just engaging in showmanship, but just the sincerity of a simple Jew who sits and learns Torah. Okay, so there we learn that David died on Shabbos. Ruth Rabbah, another midrash, says, "Umet be'atzeret shechaliot b'Shabbat," that not only did he die on Shabbos, but he also died on Shavuot that began on Shabbos. Now, I ran into a whole article. I don't know if I saved it. I could find it again for you. That it's actually impossible for Shavuos to start on Shabbos. If you think about it to yourself, you've never spent a Friday night staying up all night reading, learning on Shavuos. The second night, I think maybe one of the nights can be on Shabbos, but not the first night. And so it's an interesting halachic discussion about how it can be that David died on Shabbos of Shavuos, and yet that's a calendar impossibility and how that can be. It was an interesting discussion, but not for here. So that's coming up, Shavuos, David's both his yahrzeit, and that's one of the many reasons we think we might read the book of Ruth on Shavuot because it's very much related to David HaMelech that day. So now we're going to focus on this idea that David knew that he was going to die on Shabbos. So this is from the Yalkut Yosef, which is the notes of Ovadia Yosef's book, his halachic book, and the notes are by one of his sons. It's the only one I didn't include a biography for. I apologize for that. So where he gives over all of the references and sources and everything for everything that his father, Rav Ovadia Yosef, writes in his halachic works. So we come to a very interesting minhag based on the idea that David HaMelech knew he was going to die on Shabbos. And we see it here. Umasha Korim Lesuda Zo Bishem Suudata de David Malka. So it's talking about the Malava Malka, which is a meal that traditionally you would eat after Shabbos. Malava Malka literally means to accompany the queen and the Sabbath queen as she goes on her way to come back next week. We eat a meal to accompany her. And some people call this meal the meal of King David, Su'udata de David Malka, Katav b'Sidur HaMinhagim. So it's written in this Sidur of Customs that I actually saw original copy. It's not, I don't think it's in my Bar-Ilan USB. I couldn't find it there, but I did see a PDF of it somewhere. But this was more clear here. Lefisha David bikesh me'Hashem yitbarach. David requested from God, Hodi'ani na kitzi v'chule. Tell me when is going to be the end of my life. So the Gemara that we just read. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu amar lo, b'Shabbat tamut. And God said, you will die on Shabbos. L'chein, kisha'avra ha-Shabbat, therefore, whenever Shabbos passed, haya samach im kol b'nei beito, he would be joyful with all the members of his household, v'asas seudah gedola, and he would make a great feast, b'kol motzei Shabbat, every motzei Shabbos. U'ma'ayin ze amru b'Gemara, it's written, oh, and this is also written in the Gemara al Rav Yosef, she'asa se'uda kishehigia legel shishim shana, that he would make us that he made a se'uda when he reached 60 years old. I think if I looked at it very quickly, if I remember, 60 is considered the age where you're no longer considered to have lived a short life and dying with karet, which is being cut off prematurely. So he had a big feast when he reached 60 because it meant that he hadn't sinned to the extent that his life would be cut off prematurely. So if you want to think about honoring King David in some way, you could have a little meal on Motzei Shabbos. Some people have it with bread, some people don't, and dedicate it to David HaMelech. Okay, so now some Chassidus, somewhat related to this. So Vayahel Ad Sodom. So this is from Lech Lecha, and this is when Avraham first enters, actually, I think it's talking about Lot, that he sets up his tent near Sodom. So he goes into some very deep things. Yesh lefaresh b'derech remez. So we can explain this by way of a hint. Vayahel, so this tent is from the same lashon, the same language, as Bahalo Nero, which means he lit his candle. So somehow Ohel is the same as Bahal. I think like a hila, I'm not sure exactly, but some kind of light here. Sodom, he explains, so the Samach Dalad Mem, are the Roshei Tevot of Sod David Malka, the secret of King David. V'ratzon lomar v'yahel, and what does it mean, and he set up his tent? He's saying, he'ir, he illuminated, ad she'atza mimenu nitzutz hakodesh mi'David. So somehow, you know what, I'm just going to look this up. Sorry, quickly. One second. I just want to tell you exactly what the context is. Okay, yeah, so it's Avraham. Lot lived in the cities of Plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom. Right, so this is about, so Lot is obviously going to be the ancestor of David HaMelech through his grandson that comes from his daughter of Moab, where Ruth comes from. So Lot, in pitching his tent until Sodom, he's somehow, the pitching of the tent, we're understanding, as being illuminating, until would come forth from him this spark of holiness from David. So he is somehow channeling his future progeny of David HaMelech, and we're learning all this in a very hinted Kabbalistic way of these three words, Vayahel Ad Sodom. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry again. Vayahel. Okay. And he's somehow, through Sodom, Sod David Malka, the secret of David HaMelech, he's illuminating through this word Vayahel, this spark of holiness from David. V'yesh lefaresh ad. So now we've explained the first word and the last word, Vayahal and Sodom. But now what does ad mean? Milashon hasara, from this language of removing. And he quotes another pasuk from Iov. Ad yareach v'lo yahal. He removes the moon and it will not shine. V'hakavana ikar he'arato haya ad husar mimenu oto hanitzutz hakadosh. So the intent of this enlightenment is until it's removed from him the same spark of holiness that he channeled from David. V'yesh l'ramez v'derech ramez, and again a hint through a hint, v'yahel, the same word v'yahel, otiot v'yahel, the letters are the same as Eliyahu. Ad Sodom, until Sodom, which are the Roshei Tevot, so before it was Sod, David HaMalka, the secret. Now he's saying it's Seudata de David HaMelech, the meal of David HaMelech. Ki Aliyahu kotev az kol ma shepa'alu Yisrael b'Shabbat Kodesh lekarev ha-ge'ula v'havein. Because Eliyahu wrote, and again, I don't understand any of this, so I apologize, but it I think we're understanding a little bit about how significant this little meal on Motzei Shabbos could be. That anything Israel does on Shabbos, on the Holy Sabbath, brings the Geula, brings the redemption, and you should understand it. So we should try to understand that better. And I'm sorry I couldn't explain it to you better. And I just apologized a lot of times. I apologize to you, Louis, for that. Okay, so now on to the Midrash Tanaim. Ela ha-Devarim. These are the things. So this is on Devarim, Pasuk Aleph, Perek Aleph, when Moshe is speaking to Bnei Israel. And just so you know, whenever it says dibor, any act of the speech within the Hebrew word of dibor, without lemor. So the most common pasuk in the Torah is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemor, where we have both the dibor, Hashem spoke to Moshe, and we have the lemor, saying. So dibor is considered harsh speech, unless you have the lemor following it, in which case the dibor is just the harshness of actually articulating the words. This is from the Maharal. And the lemor is the softening of it, the expressing of it. But when you have dibor without the lemor to soften it, then it's not just the harshness of the enunciating of the words, but it's a harshness in general. You see it when Yosef speaks to his brothers before he reveals himself to them, and it says that he spoke diber with them kasha, harshly. So that's the main example of that. So when Moshe is in his final speech to Bnei Israel, it's also Ela HaDvarim, these words which we see as a rebuke, a tochacha. So the Midrash goes on to say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaviva alai tochachat Moshe Yisrael ke'aseret ha-dvarim. So he says, these rebukes of Moshe to Israel is as beloved to me as the Ten Commandments. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ashrehem shel tzadikim she'ein niftarim me'olam ad shehen mitzavin et b'neihem. So happy are those righteous people that they don't leave from this world until they have charged or commanded their children after them. Al divrei Torah, on words of Torah. Shekein matzinu ba'Avram Avinu. We found this with Avraham. Shelo niftar mi'olam asher tzivat banav ve'et beito, until he had charged his children and his household. Shishmaru d'rachav, that they should guard his path, the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar, as it says, and it's interesting because this is nowhere near the end of Avram's life. You'll see this is in Bereshit Yud Chet, and Avram dies, I think, in Chaf Hei, 25, maybe 24. So Yud Chet, this is actually when Hashem decides to inform him about his plans to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he says, Ki yadativ, I'm going to inform him about this because I know, Lama'an asher yitzaveh banav, because I know he's going to charge his children with tzedek and mishpat and the ways of the Torah. So it's well before Avram's going to die, but Hashem knows that he will eventually charge them with that before he dies. V'chein Yitzchak tzivat Yaakov. Yitzchak also commanded Yaakov before Yaakov flees. V'yikra Yitzchak el Yaakov v'yavarech oto v'yitzaveihu. Yitzchak called to Yaakov and he blessed him and he charged him or commanded him. V'chein Yaakov tzivat banav. And also Yaakov commanded his sons. And this is Ve'yachal Yaakov letzavot et banav. Yaakov finished commanding his sons. This is, of course, in the last parsha of Bereshit, which is what this perek is the haftorah for. I don't think I mentioned that yet. So this chapter 2, where David charges his son Shlomo, is the haftorah for the last parsha of Bereshit, Vayechi, where Yaakov charges his sons and gives them all a bracha before they die. V'chein David HaMelech Yisrael tziva et Shlomo beno. And so too David charged his son Shlomo before his death, as we see in our pasuk, Ve'yikrevu yimei David lamot. Ve'yitzav et Shlomo beno lemor. And David became close to death, and he charged his son Shlomo, saying. Okay, I don't think we're going to read the rest of that now, but we see that David is placed with the tzaddikim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, as being able to give over this command, this last will and testament, to his children before his death. Okay, so now this is the Chadrei Beten, and the next source, the Chomat Anach, and they are both by the Chida, who we saw a lot in the last chapter as well. And I don't think we had ever really looked at him before, but he's a very famous rabbi from the 18th century, born in Jerusalem. His family came from Morocco, and he was a great halachic authority for Sephardi and Italian Jews. And he also traveled all over the world, the known Jewish world at the time, raising money for the Jewish community in Israel. Okay, so, and he died apparently in Italy, but he was his remains were brought to Jerusalem. So we're going to read both of these things. V'zeh shamati ba'omrim. So he's talking about Shavas tshuva here. He's doing repentance. Kavanat ha'pasuk. So what's the intent of our pasuk? V'yikrevu yemei David lamot. That David's days were coming close to die. V'yetzav et Shlomo beno le'mor. And he commanded his son Shlomo, saying, Anochi holach b'derech kol ha'aretz. If you remember from when we read it before, he says, I'm going in the way of all the land. V'chazakta v'hayita le'ish. And you should be strong and you should be a man. So that's a quotation from our Pesukim. Hakavanah, the intent is, Shetziva et Shlomo. He commanded Shlomo, Shetamid yomar, that he should always say, Anochi holach b'derech kol ha'aretz. I am going in the way of all the land. V'zehu le'mor anochi holach. That is to say, I am going. V'kasher yesh shagor b'piv. And when that will be completely in his mouth by rote, ki holach b'derech el beit olamo, that he indeed constantly in the course of his lifetime is always going to his eternal home. Every day we're getting closer to death. Hen zo derech motzioto mide avera. This is the way to keep out of any sins, v'chemdat havle haolam hazeh, and also out of any frivolous desires of this world. K'mi sheholech b'derech she'in da'ato ki'im b'tzarchei haderech. Like one who is walking on the way, and his mind is only focused on the needs of the way, u'mistapek b'hachrachi, and he's fulfilling what is necessary. V'achrei she'tzia ragil b'zeh, and after he'll become used to this, then you'll be strong and you'll be a man, a tzaddik. Ish here is equivalent to tzaddik. Oved et rabo me'ahava. He'll serve his master with love. Ki zehu ikar ha'adam ulahachi hu da'ata. Da'ata. Because this is the main principle of a man, and for this, it's for this he came, to serve his master with love. So if we are always in mind that every day we live, we're getting closer to death, and we're on a path with a purpose, we'll be able to stay more on that path, and we won't be tempted by the frivolities of this world. So he expands it a little bit here. I don't know which book came first. This is his commentary on our chapter in the Book of Kings. So V'yetzav et Shlomo beno le'mor. He commanded his son Shlomo, saying, Shamati misha peresh shekavanat David hamelech alav shalom letzavot leShlomo detamid yomar ani ben David. So I heard this. Someone explain this, that the intent of David was to command Shlomo that he should always say, I am the son of David. Klomar, that is to say, v'tzarichani lomod mima'asav hatovim, and therefore I need to learn from his good deeds. V'ze shamar, et Shlomo beno lemor, zivehu shetamid yomar shehu Shlomo beno, uvezeh yimna meachet. So if Shlomo is saying every day and remembering that he is the son of David, he will refrain from sinning. Od shemati, so another thing he heard, v'osif nafech v'siyata d'shemaya, and I'll expand on it somewhere else. I don't know where he did that. Shetzivahu shetamid, oh, it might be what we just read actually. Shetzivahu, that he commanded him, Shetamid yomar, he should always say, Anochi holach b'derech kol haaretz, v'zehu le'mor, Anochi holach v'chulei, klomar shetamid yizkor lo hamita. So in saying, I am going in the way of all the land, he will always have in mind and remember that death is in front of him. B'kol kach yamuchna, and he'll be so giving over to that, Ad she'achar kach, until afterwards, tzarich lihitchazek lasot ke'ish. So he'll be so conscious that he's dying every minute of the day that he'll actually have to strengthen himself to be a human. Le'echol bilishon ukiyotze. He'll need to remember to eat and to sleep. So if somebody, this is the danger of always being mindful that death is in front of you, is that you might not take care of your bodily needs for living in the present. So the language there in the pasuk, always walk in the path, I'm going in the way of all the art of the land, and you need to strengthen yourself to be a man. So yes, death is always in front of us, but we still have to take care of ourselves. Ki zikron hamavet yimna'ehu, because remembering death will make him refrain from taking care of himself. V'tzarich lihitchazek v'zehu v'chazakta, and he needs to strengthen himself, and that's why the pasuk says, "And be strong." So another explanation now. V'afshar shetzivahu lomod b'torah tadir. Maybe he's also commanding him to study Torah all the time. V'zehu lemor v'chein sefer Torah et Shlomo b'no lemor Torah. So this, I thought it was Sefer Torah, but it doesn't really make sense, so I don't really know what it is. But it's saying that Shlomo, his son, had to say Torah. Inami, alternatively, Efshar shetzivahu al ha'arayot. Maybe he's actually charging him with inappropriate sexual relations. Vayan ki chas v'shalom ira shemetz minayhu be'imo, ve'al yedei ruach ha'kodesh yadashi kashal b'nashim. So, God forbid, because of David's relationship with Shlomo's mother Bathsheba, that there could be an iota of something inappropriate in Shlomo. He's trying to strengthen him for that. And he maybe perhaps knew through Ruach HaKodesh that Shlomo's ultimate failure would be with women, because he had 1,000 wives and they brought in Avodah Zarah to the temple. L'chein sivahu beremez, and therefore he commanded him just with a hint, v'yitzav et Shlomo beno, mikevan shehu beno. And that's why the pasuk says, and he charged Shlomo his son, and the his son is superfluous. V'hayalo eze inyan al kol tzivahu lemor, k'moshe katuv razal, lemor ze gilu ha'arayot. That by emphasizing the fact that he was his son, he's somehow hinting at inappropriate sexual relations. Okay, so that was the Chida's take on that. And now we're going to explore more of what it means, v'hayita le'ish, to be, oh no, that we're not there yet. So this is Torah Moshe, and you can see he has a commentary on the Chumash, and here is his commentary on the Haftorah for Vayechi, which is our section. And Torah Moshe is by Rabbi Moses Sofer, who was a German rabbi from 18th, 19th century. He vigorously opposed the Reform movement, encouraged Jewish settlement in Israel. Okay, Vayikrevu Yemei David Lamot, Vayitzav Shlomo Beno Limor, Anochi Olech Bederech Kol Haaretz, Vechazakta Vayital Ish. So David was about to die, and he said, "I'm going in the way of all the land, so you should be strong and you should be a man." Kvar Katuv B'machom Acher, She'akavana B'zeh Alpi De'amru Chazal, Sof Perek Kol Sha'a. So it's already written that David's intent here, according to the rabbis, I'm not sure where this is. Delemor hu notrikin lav omer. Amor. I don't know what that meant. I should have skipped it. But it's some sort of coded thing. Hachinami hizhiru leshlomo, shelo yomar, hinini oseh kekilkolei rov haolam. So he's warning Shlomo that he shouldn't say, "Behold, I'm going to be destroyed just like the rest of the world. I'm going in the way of the world." There's some sort of famous expression about everything leads to chaos, I think. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? This reminded me of that everything just turns to chaos anyway. Ela, tzarich adam lehitchazek b'ma'oz ha'Torah, neged anshei doror ha'protzim gidrei olam. Rather, a man needs to strengthen himself with the strength of Torah against those people of his generation that break the fences of the world. Al kein amar kan lemor, anochi holech b'derech kol haaretz. And therefore he said to him, "Here, I am going the way of all the land." Ritzon lemar, what he means to say is, lav omer anochi holech b'derech kol haaretz la'asot k'ma'asehem u'minhageihem. Don't say that you're going in the way of all the land to do their actions and their customs. Lo tomar kein, don't say this. Ela v'chazakta v'hayita le'ish b'ma'oz ha'Torah ligdor gderat v'lamod b'partzata. Rather, strengthen yourself and be a man in the strength of Torah and build fences around the Torah so that you don't burst through them. ואמר עוד, and then David goes on to say to Shlomo, ושמרת את משמרת השם לקחה ללכת בדרכה וגומר, and you should guard the safeguards of Hashem your God to go in his ways, etc. ככתוב בתורת משה, as is written in the Torah of Moshe, למען תשכיל את כל אשר תעשה, so that you should be mindful, enlightened of everything that you're going to do, ואת כל אשר תפנה שם, and every way you turn. ויש לדייק, and we need to look carefully, מה ללכת בדרכיו? What does it mean to walk in his ways? דהבלי למימר, והלכת בדרכיו. Instead of it saying, guard in order to walk in his ways, it should have said, and you will walk in his ways, to command him to do that. It should have been a active command as opposed to the infinitive. V'yesh lomar, dehainu dehishir, David HaMelech alav ha-shalom l'shlomo. So that is to say that David was warning Shlomo, his son, v'shamarta et mishmeret ha-shem elokecha, you should guard the guardings of the Lord your God. Ein ritzoni l'kayam mitzvat ha-torah tzitzit v'tfilin de'zil kare be'ravhu. I think what he's saying here is, I don't feel like doing the mitzvot of the Torah, tzitzit, and tefillin. It's too much. I think I already do enough. I don't need these mitzvot. Ela lishmor mishmeret gedarim v'sayagim. Rather, not only should you say I don't need these mitzvot, which I think is hinting at that Shlomo actually said he didn't need all these safeguards on the king, and he could have more wives and he could have more horses and more money than the command that's given in Sefer Devarim about what a king can and can't have. Rather, you should actually put up fences and more fences, kasher be'emet Shlomo tiken netilat yadayim erevim. So apparently Shlomo established some of the rabbinic mitzvot of Netilat Yadayim and also the Eruv, which are not in the Torah, Kedei Shiyeze Hachana Lalechet Bedrachav, so that this would be preparation of walking in his ways. Lo Shehishiru Sheyelech Bedrachav Pshita, not that he's saying simply walk in his ways, Ela Sheyaaseh Mishmeret Lalechet Bedrachav, rather he should set up safeguards in order to walk in his ways. Kakatu B'Torat Moshe, that's written in the Torah of Moshe, Shemin HaKatuv Muchach Lehosif Gedreim V'Seyagim, because we learn, you can even learn out from the Torah that we actually are forced to add fences and more fences. Gader and Sayag are both words for fences. Laman Taskil et Kol Asher Taseh, so that you'll be enlightened at everything you do, V'et Kol Asher Tifneh Sham, and everywhere you turn. Shia Pona Liamin, that he'll turn to the right, v'yi b'zeh maskil, and in that way he will be enlightened, v'ha-hafech k'she'yifneh l'smol, and the opposite when he turns to the left. I didn't really understand the end, but the rest of it was very interesting. And then he says, Baruch Hashem le'olam amen v'amen, Hashem is blessed forever, tam v'nishlam sefer Bereishit. He completed sefer, the book of Bereishit. Okay, so now I have a whole bunch of sources for you that I found really interesting, and I hope you do too, with this expression, v'hayita le'ish, and you shall be a man, that was used as a way that rabbis would sign off on in their correspondence with other rabbis or with people who asked them questions. So it's, and it seems to be in both the Ashkenazi and Sephardi worlds and through a very long different time span. And some of them were really interesting. So this is Rabbi Amram ben Rabbi Isaac Jacob Bloom, who was 19th century Hungary. And his teacher, he was a student of Rabbi Moshe Schreiber Sofer, who I think was that other source I brought you where it said it was Rabbi Moses Sofer. Okay, so he writes, V'ata chazak v'amatz, so strengthen yourself. That's from the Torah. Moshe says to Yoshua, Behatmid b'Torah v'derech eretz, and you should always be involved in Torah and manners, good manners. V'hi elokai imcha, and God should be with you. V'tatzliach b'chol asher tifneh, and you should succeed in every place you turn. Rak gam yizeh al tanuach yadcha lishmor b'riotcha, only from this you should never rest to guard your health. V'hitchazakta v'hayita le'ish, so this same language, and you should strengthen yourself, and you should be a man. Asher ruach Elokim bo, that the Spirit of God is on him, in him. Vatimtzachin ve'enei Elokim ve'anashim, and you should find favor in the eyes of God and men. Kenefesh avicha ha'naman, just like your trustworthy father. Doresh shalom v'tov kol hayamim, who sought after peace and good all of his days. So you can see that signatory. And now we have Rabbi Judah ben Israel Azod, who was also Hungarian from around the same time. And he was the halachic authority after the Chatam Sofer. V'hata ahuvi b'ni, now my beloved, my son, v'chazakta v'ayita le'ish. You should be strong and you should be a man, gibor chayil, heroic, v'torah, in Torah v'avada, and in service v'yirat Hashem, and in fear of God, kol hayom, all day. Okay, and another one. There were a whole bunch of these, so I just picked out a few. So here, this was especially interesting reading this biography. It took me down a whole nother rabbit hole. Rabbi Aryeh Leibish, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, who was born in Galicia, 1847, the only son of a distinguished rabbinic family. His father authored Responsa Tolda Yitzchak. His grandfather, Rabbi Meshulam Yisachar, authored Bar Laval. His great-grandfather and namesake, Rabbi Aryeh Leibish, authored Pnei Aryeh. From a young age, his exceptional intelligence was evident. In 1879, he became rabbi of the city of Styria. 1883, he published his first volume, which is what we're reading from, Harei Besamim, his volume of Tshuvot, and then the second volume. After the passing of his father, he was appointed rabbi of Stanislaw, where he founded a yeshiva called Or Torah. He passed away there, so in Stanislaw. And then two more volumes of this book, and an additional volume, this is the interesting thing, was published by Machon Yerushalayim, annotated by his grandson, Rabbi Eliezer HaKohen Yelis of Philadelphia. Has anyone ever heard of him? I actually asked Rabbi Schmidman. He said it sounded familiar, but he didn't know who he was exactly. I saw when I researched him that he had many correspondences with the Lubavitcher Rebbe that are recorded in the works of all the letters of the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he wrote to different people asking different questions. So I don't know if he was Lubavitcher rabbi in Philadelphia. I hadn't heard of him. I should actually ask maybe one of the Lubavitcher rabbis here.
There was a rabbi, Yalis, in Philadelphia, but I don't know. See, it's Yalis here, but they called him Yalis.
Yeah, it could totally be.
I don't know
be.
If he was a Kohen or not.
Okay. Where was he? In the city?
He was in the Northeast, okay. Actually.
So it could be. And he would have been around the same time as the Lubavitcher rabbi to correspond with him?
I don't know, because he was here when we first moved here in 74.
Oh, yeah, so then for sure.
So, I don't know, maybe Rabbi Levine would have any, I have an idea.
Okay,
of
so.
Who he might be.
To be continued, random information about Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay, so he says, V'ata b'ni chazak v'amatz v'torah t'ashem v'gita ba yomam b'leil. So my son, be strengthened in Torah and say its words day and night. V'hayita l'ish, and be a man. Chayil, valiant, divrei rebcha hadoresh shalom v'ahava. So again, signing off. Okay, so this one is the last one that we'll see of this genre. So this is Rabbi Chaim David, the son of Rabbi Moshe Levi, who was born in Jerusalem. So this is 20th century, to a family of Turkish descent. And he studied with Rabbi Avadi Yosef, who we quoted his son before. And he was a close student of the chief Sephardi rabbi, and he actually became the rabbi of Rishon Lezion and the rabbi of Tel Aviv, where he replaced Rabbi Avadi Yosef, who became the chief Sephardi rabbi, and he passed away in 1998. So this was a very interesting tshuva. So I included a little bit of the tshuva here. In shum havdal ben kol noa l'televizia. There's no difference between a movie and television. Ve'adarava, and on the contrary, ha'televizia chamura yoter. The television actually might be worse. Kihi mitsuya kol sha'a b'beito shel adam, because it exists all of the time in the person's house, v'goremet lo bitul Torah yoter mikol noa, and it causes more wasting of time in not learning Torah than a movie, going to the movie theater. Now we all have our own personal movie theaters in our homes, right? Courtesy of COVID. V'lachein Ein kedai lehavia habaita, and therefore you shouldn't bring a television into your home. Aval, but hazna lemuzika v'shirim, listening to music and song, poetry, I think, adif al tarat hakodesh. This is preferable in terms of the purity of the holiness. V'afshar gam shirei am. These could also be, I think he's saying, like national songs, like national poetry. Ukeduma, similar to this, she'en behem shum divrei minut or toiva, which has no sexuality or anything abhorrent in it. Ein bezet yisur, there's no forbiddenness in that. Im ein behem bitol Torah, as long as it's not causing you to forsake Torah learning. Kagon b'sha'ashu ayef u'machlif koach. For instance, at a time when he's really tired and he needs to restore his strength. Hitchazik b'limud Torah, strengthen yourself in studying Torah. V'ka'asher tigdal yoter, and when you grow a little bigger, tavin tov yoter et ha'erach ha'ayon v'haniskav sheyesh b'koach limud ha'Torah. Then you will understand better the higher and very high value that there is in the strength of learning Torah. V'chazakta v'hayita le'ish, and you'll be strong and you will be a man. Okay, so those are all these examples of how they took David HaMelech's cue of leaving his son with this expression, this blessing of to be a man, which we saw many different interpretations of. We saw the interpretation of be strong in the sense of knowing you're going to die every day. So be strong and stay on the right path of doing Hashem's will. We saw another explanation that said, knowing you're going to die every day, be strong to be a man and take care of your human needs of eating and sleeping. And then we also saw here the strength of how just be strong and be a man is a very nice blessing to say to somebody, and that man could imply a tzaddik, be a tzaddik. So always try to take that positive level of our humanity and live up to it. And that's what it means to be a man here. And it became a way to sign off on letters. So I think we'll stop there and we'll get more into the nitty-gritty of the psukim and the commentaries next week. Thank you.